It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We begin this hour in the Horn of Africa, where a crippling drought means about 11 million people are not getting enough to eat. It's the worst drought there in decades. And things are worst in Somalia. Thousands of Somalis are crossing into Kenya in search of shelter, food, and medicine. NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports from the giant Dadaab refugee complex in northeastern Kenya.
I've come to what are called the spontaneous settlements at one of the Dadaab camps. It's called Dagahale. And for miles on end, you see this inhospitable land, sand. The wind is blowing furiously here, and many of the people are living out in the open. There's very little shelter. As far as the eye can see, it's a tented town here. Fragile structures, homes made out of branches of trees covered over in plastic sheeting. And most of the people here are children and women. Some have come as recently as 1 or 2 days ago. Although they're still hungry, they say life is better here than it is in Somalia because there's peace in Kenya.
My name is Sarura Aden. I came from Dinsor. I have 4 children. Famine, drought, hunger, as well as conflict, all added up has forced us to leave Dinsor. I have been working for 10 days. I encountered lots of problems on the way, including an attack. All the money I had, all the clothes, everything was taken away from me. It was at night. It was dark. We don't know who the attackers were, but they robbed us of everything that we had. They only took our personal effects, but none of us was sexually assaulted. We have no food, we have no shelter, we have no clothes. You can see we just spend out there in the open, in the wind. We need water. We need life.
These are just some of the dangers facing refugees from Somalia as they flee war and drought and now famine. Dadaab settlement, which is run by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, was built 20 years ago in Kenya to house 90,000 people when the conflict in Somalia began. That number has now swelled to almost 400,000, with about 1,000 Somalis continuing to arrive each day. And many of the women have trekked with severely malnourished children.
Just to highlight, because of the influx of the new arrivals, we have had a fourfold increase in cases admitted for severe malnutrition, a fourfold increase from the initial period when we just had the old refugees in the system. Yes.
Dr. Humphrey Musyoka works at the U.S. aid agency International Rescue Committee's field hospital in Hagadere camp.
This leaves the children quite vulnerable, especially in a situation where our food security is not really guaranteed. We have seen children die, and maybe over the last week or so, 2 to 3 children. Those are the very severely ill children, and the main contributing factor is that of the late arrival.
Hawa Hassan is about 80 years old. Her grandson, 3-year-old Adan Abdon, is one of her son's children. She's cradling her grandson in her arms on the hospital bed. With large, limpid eyes, it's clear Adan is suffering from acute malnutrition with a telltale oversized head on his wasted, wizened body. Adan's mother died of hunger, says his grandmother, as they walked for 30 days from southern Somalia. All our animals died in the drought, she says. So that was the end of our livelihood. We had to leave Somalia and walk to Kenya with my grandchildren, including Adan. And as you can see, he's so very, very sick.
The group we are receiving now today are the groups that were left behind after the anarchy of Somalia, civil strife.
Across town, in another hospital run by the emergency medical charity, MSF, Doctors Without Borders at Dagahale camp, the deputy field coordinator, Abubakar Mohammed, laments the plight of the new arrivals. Himself a Kenyan Somali, Mohammed has been working at the refugee settlement since the 1990s.
They had no business in politics, but today they are the victims of natural calamities like famine. They had no choice. So unlike in the other time, it was politics game which was played. So it is a different scenario. What we are in today is innocent people who are suffering, not politicians, not the armies, not military. Real human beings, farmers, nomads, yeah, who have had tough time in Somalia.
Kenya's government is under pressure to open an additional camp to house some of the recent influx of Somalis. But the Kenyan authorities argue the refugees should be helped on the Somali side of the border. Kenya says it fears members of the powerful anti-Western Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militia group, which controls large parts of Somalia, may cross into Kenya and spread terrorism here. Ofebi Aquistockton, NPR News, Dadaab Refugee Settlement, northeastern Kenya.